2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:15, the three things you need to know this hour first. The Grand County Sheriff's Office has a disappearance of Gabby Petito, and the murders of Crystal Turner and Kylan Schulte in Moab are not related. Second,
police say they've received over 1,000 tips in the disappearance of Gabby Petito. Most of them are not helpful. Some family members say they don't even want to think about the worst possible scenario. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
We have a fresh crash northbound I-15 at the Beck Street US 89 merge there on the left shoulder. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Summer's hanging on, sunshine 87. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
88 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An FDA advisory panel is recommending Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots for some people, but not for everyone.
In a unanimous decision, the FDA's advisory panel recommending that older Americans and those who are at high risk of severe COVID get a third dose of Pfizer vaccine.
We do have a unanimous 18 out of 18 who voted yes.
That vote coming just after the panel voted against a White House-pushed plan to offer boosters to most Americans, finding there is no evidence that is needed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
But not everyone is willing to wait on the government to get that booster.
Reports of some Americans who are not eligible getting booster shots anyway. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Some of these are actually expected and, in fact, indicated. We are tallying and able to tally through immunization programs the number of people and who has gotten a third boost, the third dose, and we're actively tracking that.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It was a mistake. That's how the head of Central Command now describes last month's drone strike near the airport in Kabul, which killed 10, including some civilians.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
General Frank McKenzie says the U.S. believed it was targeting a terrorist, but instead killed an aid worker and 9 others. Cooler weather has helped crews trying to keep California wildfires from reaching a grove of giant ancient sequoias in California's Sierra Nevada mountains, including the world's largest tree. Tropical storm Odette has formed off the mid-Atlantic coast. It's expected to weaken as it approaches eastern Canada this weekend. Stocks closed lower today. They also closed lower for the week. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all in negative territory. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. If you were told that you need to get 10,000 steps a day, you might want to reconsider. Physical Activities Coordinator with Utah Department of Health, Brett McIff, spoke to me for my podcast, Let's Get Moving, and he says research is finally confirming that health experts knew all along about the 10,000 steps a day myth.
And it's kind of been this not really dirty and not really secret, that we've known that it's not necessarily been something we've needed that much. We've always encouraged people to utilize the 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week or the 75 minutes of vigorous intensity physical activity. And a lot of people have tried to just convert that into something that's very, very simple as a simple step. We for a long time utilized these pedometers, which were amazing tools. They were fantastic for worksite health promotion practice to get people saying, I have a tool that I did not have before. And we've got now so many people using it on their phone that we've made these big assumptions that this is how it had to be. So to have this new research coming out of This journal is kind of a great little supporter for what we've already known and believed for a long time.
Right. And the study that is out this week shows that 7,000 steps, just getting 7,000 steps, will significantly reduce your risk of dying. And you can find out more from Brett's full interview on the Let's Get Moving podcast and other great health tips as well. KSL News Time 419, Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Len Thomas.
Well, in the Salt Lake Valley, Maria, the pace looks pretty good on the I-215 belt routes, both east and west, and I-80 gliding along nicely to Parley Summit and on to Kimball Junction. Northbound I-15 still bogging from Murray up to South Salt Lake, where the crash on the left side on the left shoulder at 2700 south and southbound from Murray down to Sandy. Looking at your traffic out there on I-80 westbound, looks pretty good, and 201 a little bit slow toward Magna. Michelle?
Well, again, we have this crash in Tooele County. This is southbound Main Street, 1700 North. It's blocking a right lane, so you're going to see some delays in the area. For drivers on Bankator Highway, just a little slowing through construction in South Jordan. And for drivers making their way southbound I-15 in Utah County, seeing the slowdowns, this is southbound I-15 American Fork into Linden. Steve?
Well, northbound 15, a bit thick, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. You still have that crash at the Beck Street Highway 89 split. That's on the left shoulder. Plus, those typical delays for you in Davis County. Kaysville up to Clearfield to deal with. For southbound I-15 drivers, thick and sluggish in spots between Ogden-Hinkley Airport and Sunset. Got a new crash in the mix just past the I-84 split in Weber County. That's on the left shoulder. And a slow slog for those on northbound 89 in Davis County from Mutton Hollow up to the I-84 ramps. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kevin Eubank is here with a 7-day forecast. We're still looking at that cool down next week.
We are, and we've got a little weekend storm that's going to bring some rain. So you'll notice the wind starting to pick up this afternoon. We're seeing this south wind. It actually is going to push the smoke around a little bit tonight and keep us generally in the 60s in the overnight. But tomorrow, cloudy skies, scattered valley rain, and a few embedded thunderstorms. Highs will be in the low 80s. South winds pick up again on Sunday ahead of that cold front that will come through late Sunday night, early morning Monday. There might be some rain and thunderstorms in the overnight, Sunday night into Monday, but the big change will be Monday. You'll wake up to partly cloudy skies and highs will top out in the 60s, lows in the 40s. It'll be a chilly start to the week, and then we kind of stay below normal in the 70s with sunshine for the rest of next week.
Probably need to pull out the sweaters.
Probably a wardrobe shift, and the wind's going to move some stuff around. So if you've got patio furniture or things that the wind can move,
okay, be
just
aware of that.
Tuck it around.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet.
And right now, 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
UCCU is delivering HELOCs with a six-month low rate of only 0.99% in record time.
At UCCU, every home equity line of credit comes with no closing costs, no fees, and an automated appraisal that delivers low-rate HELOCs in record time.
That means right now you can open a UCCU HELOC for less than 1% fixed APR for 6 months and 3.5% variable APR thereafter.
I don't know why I waited so long to get my HELOC, because it has given me a peace of mind. I used it to pay off a high interest rate credit card, but people get a HELOC to do some home repairs or...
Yeah, and you don't have to use it at all if you don't need it right now. And if you already have a HELOC from another financial institution, transfer it to UCCU. Like we said, there are no transfer fees, and UCCU makes it easy to transfer higher interest balances from other lenders.
Just fill out an easy application right from your phone or computer to open a UCCU HELOC.
Low rates, no fees, faster than ever. UCCU. Love where you bank.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I just had the best experience ever. I bought a computer from Shane at your State Street store. I asked several what I thought were really stupid questions. Shane was super courteous and made me feel comfortable through the whole process. People need to understand how important it is to support a local company, especially when your experience is so good. PC Laptops really does love me. Signed, Satisfied. I love hearing feedback like that. It really just gives me the chills. It's the whole reason why I got into the computer business in the first place. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for as low as $799, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. That means if anything goes wrong, we're going to take care of you. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. blackdiamondexperts.com. At PC Laptops, we really do love you.
Hello, Black Diamond Experts.
Hello, I need some can lights installed.
Of course, we have electricians standing by.
But that's not all. I have a toilet that keeps acting up.
No problem. We can fix that for you.
And my air conditioner is blowing warm air.
That's also something we can take care of. We're Utah's 2021 Best of State winners for all three services. Electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
Black Diamond Experts does plumbing, electrical, and HVAC? I thought I was going to spend all morning calling three different companies. I love this one-stop shopping for home services.
And we never hang up on our customers like some single-trade companies do. That's just rude.
For award-winning service 24/7, even on Sundays, call Black Diamond Experts at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Black Diamond Experts services are backed by our free 3-year labor and parts warranty. For jobs done right, fast, and for a fair price, call us at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
SDP Personalized Planning helps Utah business owners become work optional through custom planning and tax reduction strategies. Call 800-940-9616, 800-940-9616.
KSL News Time, 425. We are watching Utah's Money. The Emmys kick off tomorrow night on CBS. But for those without cable, there are a few alternatives. You can stream the award show on Ruco, Hulu, with live TV, or Paramount Plus. KSL drives, KSL flies. United Airlines paused all of its flights for about a half an hour today. The airlines had a brief system outage. It's still unclear how many delays occurred or if there were any cancellations. The LA Clippers just signed a new deal for their $1.8 billion arena. The Clippers entered a 23-year deal with Intuit and will open the 18,000-seat dome in 2024. It was a rough day on Wall Street. The Dow sunk 166 points, finishing the week at 34,584. S&P fell by 40. The NASDAQ lost 137 points. A unique police chase in Los Angeles overnight had officers trying to figure out how to outsmart technology. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
It was late Thursday night when the California Highway Patrol got reports of a driver who was unconscious in a Tesla that was driving itself down the freeway. Officers got behind it, and yeah, the driver was out cold, but the car was driving itself. They got it stopped on an overpass in Glendale by getting a patrol SUV out in front of it, hitting the cruiser's brakes, which caused the Tesla's autopilot system to stop behind. The driver, or the woman sitting in the car, since she wasn't really driving, was arrested for possible DUI. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.